Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me, as always, on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous juggler Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Man, Ozzy, I am great. I am happy to talk about this movie because I get to finally talk about a movie that I get to pull an Ozzy quote and say I probably saw this well before I should have. So, yeah.
Excellent. So, yeah, and also, absolutely. Also with us, Flesh Wound producer Todd. How you doing, Todd? Chilling?
I am. I'm looking forward to talking about this one too.
Yes, I am too. It is, you know, now on the date of this recording is January 31st. However, this will be aired on February 14th on our Valentine's Day. And I realized that something happened to me 6 days ago that I forgot to mention on the farce, as we have determined. And this is something that I feel would happen to somebody starring in a TV show, because, you know, I got a flat tire in San Diego. I was making a delivery there and I got a flat tire. The very place that I was delivering to had a tire store, had a tire shop in the strip mall, but it was closed on Mondays. That's the day I got the tire. Why would they, like, to the person who wrote this stupid simulation, why would you even put a tire shop there and have me get a flat tire? Just why? So you could see this? Well, congratulations. See, it was because I went to Six Flags earlier today. I was in a good mood. And then, oh, yeah, this happened last week. Anyway. I apologize.
Well, the person who runs your simulation likes Lost Skeleton and has something to say about you.
Their favorites are Lost Skeleton and Once Bitten in Private School.
That's right.
Oh, God. I can feel my nostrils flaring. Anyway, this week, in honor of Valentine's Day, we are reviewing and discussing the 1997 film Booty Call, Columbia Pictures release. Todd? We got the trailer ready?
We're good.
Let's roll it.
Let me see your eyes now. Nope, I don't think so. Duck feet, big nose, pop eyes, receding hairline. Too thin, you can't win. Too thin, you can't win.
Hey, look, man, you ain't got to take that job back, baby. Job back.
Damn it, when I need helical sales, I will call helical sales.
See, that's why I don't like relationships, man. That's why I strictly deal with booty calls. 3M's, no questions asked.
Rashawn and Buns.
I'm here to serve you tonight.
Hey, well, I got three things for you. Backup, Yoko Ono.
They have one thing on their mind.
So Rashawn's friend is cute, right?
Oh, he's cute enough.
Listerine, this is Buns.
Did you see that tarantula hair, fool?
But to get the women they want...
You know I do not mess with anyone that does not have class.
And you know, you looking, you know, you're looking pretty good.
They'll try impressing them.
Well, looky here.
What is that?
It's a gold gas card.
And I got platinum privileges, too, because, you know, if you buy enough gas, they give you coffee mugs and stuff.
They'll try romancing them.
Oh, girl, your feet are kind of strong, but the softest feet in the world.
Hell, man. Get them big jungle rot alligator feet off mine, man.
And if that doesn't work...
Don't you think we need some protection?
These women are running us. We not running in.
Hey, you want some dental dam? I got your dental dam.
They'll try anything.
Glad we're up at 2 in the morning. So like you plan to eat more than a sandwich, bro.
Would you look at here.
Perhaps they're waiting to...
Columbia Pictures presents...
You got to lick it! Before you kick it!
Jamie Foxx.
Dr. Moore needs some help in obstetrics. She's having a baby.
Oh, well, it ain't mine.
Tommy Davidson.
These girls got a lot of class, all right? So act like you got a mama. Like you wouldn't mix up in some test tube.
Vivica Fox.
No glove, no love.
And I got a glove right here.
And Tamala Jones.
Who knows? You and Buns just might hit it off.
Chow guy.
Booty call.
I'm very attracted to you. These beautiful eyes, those cheekbones, that smile, and I love the little mustache. It's working.
That was Booty Call. Columbia Pictures released on February 26th, 1997, rated R, with a runtime of 79 minutes, directed by Jeff Pollock, written by Takashi Buford and J. Stanford Parker, starring Jamie Foxx, Tommy Davidson, Vivica Fox, and Tamala Jones. Starting off with some initial thoughts here, I had actually always seen the TV version of this movie. This was the first time I'd actually seen the unedited. So I didn't, I could fill in the blanks at some points, but it was still enjoyable. But I will be honest. I'm not sure, Todd, if you're going to mention this, because you always like to say that you can see us when you're rolling the trailer. And I don't know if you noticed, but when the moment in the trailer happened, the feet.
Yes, you happening. Win. You're like,
I couldn't. I. Whew, that was rough for me to get through. To be honest, it was kind of disgusting. I didn't know why we were watching everybody's feet, but there was some hilarity that ensued with that. So
you allowed it.
I gave it a pass. I still didn't like enjoy it, but I gave it a pass. But I liked it then. I still like it now, Greg.
Yeah, so when this movie was brought up, I was like, gosh, I don't remember this movie. And then when I started watching it, I was like, oh, shit, I remember this. Like, this was awesome. And I remember thinking, like, oh, am I allowed to watch this? Is this okay? Because, like, yeah, I watched it back in 97, you know? Like, so, I mean, not, like, super young or anything, but I'm sure if my parents knew, would not have been so happy about the situation. but this movie is just, like, start to finish, has so many great moments, and follows in a great line of, like, Apu-like moments where you have a white dude playing an Indian guy. So, you know. great movie.
Yeah, right. Todd?
I saw this one right when it came out. I was looking forward to it. I will say this. This has like one of my favorite songs on the soundtrack, and that is Too Short and Little Kim, Call Me. I used to bump the hell out of that song. Soundtrack overall is decent, but that was the standout. 97, so.
Interesting.
There is actually another cut of this film, because I know we're talking about you didn't see. It's called The Bootiest Cut. That it just has some deleted scenes inserted back in.
Oh.
Was it involving inserting other things back in?
No. It never made the leap from DVD. So while this film, we watched the R cut, which is streaming on both Stars and Amazon Prime. So
Stars and Amazon Prime. Okay. But you said that extended edition, that the Bootiest edition, is available on DVD?
It's been a while, but you can still find that one, yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right, then. Now, going into some of the favorite moments, I didn't have anything that was... It wasn't like a barrage of a multitude of funny moments, but it really was more story-based and had funny moments sprinkled throughout. Personally, mine, as you saw from the trailer, they had some plastic wrap that Tommy Davidson's character was wrapping around himself, supposed to be used as dental dam, and ends up covering his nose and mouth, and he's jumping around the apartment. And finally, the girl pops the hole for air. She says, I don't know if there's anyone as dumb as you that would do the same thing. And in comes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. Greg?
Yeah. So there was one of the characters was really into like a role play situation, and so there are multiple funny moments within that. But I think that one of the best moments for me was when Rashawn comes in and he's like, "Hey Buns, you got any condoms?" And then Buns is like, "Stardate 2102. I'm without contraceptives, so please leave me the fuck alone." Oh, I lost it. Oh, so good. Like, yeah, it's brilliant.
Just a quick note about Jamie Foxx before we move on to Todd is that this is another guy who's so incredibly talented. Like, he can be a fantastic dramatic actor, but he can nail in those comedic lines. Again, you know, he was in Living Color. So, yeah. Right. Todd.
I have a couple that like really jumped out at me this time. One may not be, I mean, you really have to know your blaxploitation, but he gets called a sodomite and he says, "Sodomite, I thought he was calling me Dodomite's cousin." So that would have me laughing. If you want to go with the more generic or like a less deep cut, when they introduce Vivica Fox meets him and she says he looks like the Predator. That would, I lost it on it. Just so
got it. So going on to the ratings, it was a really just kind of fun movie to go along with. And it, aside from the moments that we mentioned, there's plenty of other ones. I think one from the trailer that stood out for me was, she had mentioned no glove, no love, and he finds like a latex glove right next to him. Like, and what ensues after that, especially, is also hilarious. But it was a really fun story just to kind of follow along with. And I gotta give it a 4, despite the disgusting foot scene. But at the same time, there was a good reason for it. It did pay off, so I'll give it that.
Right.
Greg?
You know, I still say we should have done this on MLK Day, but because of a certain scene in there. But that being said, it was a great rendition of the I Have a Dream speech. But yeah, this movie for me, it's like if you took 200 cigarettes and just had it focus on two couples. You know, it's like one crazy night of a bunch of stuff.
Right.
It was fun from start to finish. I had a lot of good laughs. So I have to give it a 4.5. Like, this was just a great, fun movie.
Todd?
I'm a 4. I do have a lot of fun with this one. And speaking of 200 cigarettes, finally going to hit a Blu-ray. That DVD's long out of print, so if you haven't don't know about it, check our old review and then check out the movie. Well, Ozzy gave his hand, but some of us here enjoyed it. I think me the most.
You know, we gotta, I think it's fair. Let us know in the comments, ladies and gentlemen, if this is something that you would be interested in. If we did, we actually establish something a couple weeks ago. I'm actually starting trying to remember right now, like a buy it, rent it, what? I'm also, yeah, I've been
stream it.
What was it? So I think when it came to when you bring up 200 cigarettes and you're like, oh, 200 cigarettes, you know, if you want to get that Blu-ray, and in my mind, I'm like, you can skip it. So I think skip it. Like, I mean, if it's not already evidenced by how we behave, you know, how we describe our review would determine whether we feel you should skip it. But I think I'm going to employ that moving forward. So that way there's no ambiguity. 200 cigarettes. Skip it.
But he
don't skip
give a
booty call
or watch private school.
No, skip private school.
Watch it in spite of Ozzy.
Like, torrent that video. I mean, we would never push torrenting. I mean, find it some legal way that you don't maybe have to.
It's available on Vudu. So
that's all we are condoning.
That is, oh my god. Anyway, I thought this review was about Booty Call, which we have reached the conclusion of. This review of Booty Call, I would definitely recommend checking it out. Todd, you mentioned streaming on Stars, Amazon Prime right now.
DVD is really cheap. I know I purchased it on Vudu. So.
Gotcha. And then there is also the Bootiest edition that is available out there.
And I'm trying to figure out if it's just the extras, make it the Bootiest edition. I'm still like not got a clear answer. So, because the run times are the same. I don't know.
The run times are the same.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it has all new Bootylicious features. Jesus Christ. This is just
What are the Bootylicious features?
We have, okay.
Would you say it's more well-rounded?
Okay. Yes. Excellent.
I don't think it matters what's on the disc now. That's a closer.
Oh no, we're not done yet. I still got some other stuff. So
okay, well, extras include a commentary, an alternate ending, which is available on YouTube if you haven't seen the alternate.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna check that out. To be honest, literally, oh, yeah. as soon as we're done here,
a smooth operator featurette that explores the finer points of Booty Calls. So
okay,
and then theatrical trailers for three films featuring Vivica A. Fox. So this is back when she was a bigger deal.
I am on board.
All right. What else now, you got,
Ozzy? Because you mentioned the soundtrack. You used to bump it a lot. Can you go over some of the songs available on that soundtrack?
Yes. It would have been even better if you told me right before I closed the
window. Well, I don't know. You said you used to bump it all the time. If you used to bump it time, you could tell that me what was on that soundtrack. I could tell you on the Karate Kid soundtrack. You have Moment of Truth by Survivor. You also have You're the Best Around. You're the Best by Joe Bean Esposito. I mean,
okay. Okay. Don't blame it on me with D40 and Be Legit. There's Huckleberry by D-Shot. And then like there's some random R&B songs. I can't tell you the name of them, but so by Lil' Kim and Too Short. That alone made the soundtrack worth it for me.
Got it. Okay. And like I'm sure the soundtrack is available on Spotify. Even if it's not like an official soundtrack, somebody's put some sort of playlist together for it, and I can almost guarantee.
Oh yeah. So
all right, now that is actually all I had. That was Booty Call. Check it out on Amazon Prime or streaming on Stars, or obviously of course available for rent or purchase digitally. And now actually quick question, the Bootiest edition, that's only available via disc. That's not something that you could purchase
only DVD. Right.
There you go. Okay. All right. Just checking. No. All right, then. Well, again, that was Booty Call. Be sure to join us next week for a new episode where we will review and discuss another fantastic or maybe not so fantastic comedy. Time will tell. And once again, that is Flesh Wound producer Todd and world famous juggler Greg Larson. I'm Ozzy V. We'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.